感谢主为我们安排这次的夏令会。
We thank the Lord for arranging this summer conference for us.
我想今天啊，弟兄姊妹们从各道各处来到这里。
I believe your brother and sister today you have come from various places.
啊，我总觉得每一次我们聚在主跟前的时候呢，我们的心需要预备好。
And I always feel that every time as we gather before the Lord, our hearts need to be prepared.
好不好？在开始聚会前啊，我们有一两分钟的安静的时间。
How about we spend about a minute or two of a time of quietness before the Lord?
每个弟兄姊妹都安静在主的跟前。
Every brother and sister, let's quiet ourselves before the Lord.
把我们的心从一切其他的事物啊，把它分开，能够集中在主的身上。
So that we can consecrate our hearts from any other things but to focus on our Lord Himself.
我们有一两分钟安静的时间。
And spend about a minute or two and of quiet.
主啊，是你把我们带到这个地方。
Lord, it is you who have brought us here.
也是在这里你要对我们说话。
And you are to speak to us here.
我们求你安静我们众人的心。
We ask you to quiet all our hearts.
叫我们里面有深处的爱慕。
So that deep down we have this deep longing.
让我们在这里有一个专一的注视。
Then we can have this sole focus.
叫我们在这个聚会中真正听见你自己的声音。
So that in these meetings we can truly hear your voice.
我们从你手中领受你所要赐给我们的恩典。
So that we can truly receive grace from your hands.
主啊，在每一个弟兄姊妹都像倒空的器皿。
And every brother and sister is just like an empty vessel.
好叫你的丰富充满我们。
So that your abundance can fill all of us.
愿无论说的、听的、翻译的，都在你的恩典中。
And those who will be speaking, translating, and hearing will all be in your grace.
求你使这个聚会满有膏油。
And pray that you will make this meeting full of anointing.
我们一同等候在你的跟前。
We are all waiting before you.
我们从深处把赞美归给你。
From the depth of our hearts, we want to give you praise.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
And in the beginning, I would like to ask brothers and sisters to read some words of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开加拉太书。
Please turn to the book of Galatians.
我相信所有的弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚。
And I believe all brothers and sisters are very clear about this.
这一次我们要交通加拉太书。
And this time around, we're going to fellowship on the book of Galatians.
我们要从加拉太书里面来看纯正福音的基石。
And from the book of Galatians, we would like to look at foundation stones of the sound gospel.
那么 这卷书实在是非常的重要。
And this is a very important book.
我们先一同来读一些其中的经文。
And we're going to read a few passages from this book.
请弟兄姊妹打开加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
我们先从第一节读到第三节。
We're going to first read from verse 1 to verse 3.
我们先读中文的。
We're going to first read in Chinese.
然后呢我们弟兄们读英文。
And then, my brother going to read in English.
如果弟兄姊妹你愿意可以和我一起来读。
And if you are willing, you can read along with me.
加拉太书第一章第一节到第三节。
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 3.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会愿恩惠平安从父神与我们主耶稣基督归于你们第六节到第九节
Galatians chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 Paul an apostle not sent from men, not through the agency of men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第九节，第六节到第九节。
And then from verses 6 to 9.
我希奇你们这么快离开那借基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们把基督的福音更改了但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传的你们的不同他就应当被咒诅我已经说过了现在又说若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同他就应当被咒诅
Verse 6, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be cursed, as we have said before. So I say it again now.If any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be cursed.
十节到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。因为我不是从人领受的也不是人教导我的乃是从耶稣基督启示来的
Verses 10 to 12 For I am now seeking the favor of man or of God or am I striving to please man If I were still trying to please man I would not be a bondservant of Christ For I would have you know brethren that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to manFor I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里叫把他传在外邦人中我就没有与属血气的人商量。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and had called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with the flesh and the blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away to Arabia and returned once more to Damascus.
第二章第一和第二节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
过了十四年我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去并带着提多同去我是奉启示上去的把我在外邦人中所传的福音 对弟兄们曾说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
Then after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. It was because of a revelation that I went up, and I submitted to them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles. So I did so in private to those who were of a reputation, for fear that I might be running or have run in vain.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十七十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。第十九节哈
，and verse 19，
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
That God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance the working of the strength of his might.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主，就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗。
So Ananias departed, they entered the house, and laidAnd after laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like a scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized.
我们最后请看哥林多后书第三章。
And lastly, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3.
林后三章。十四到十六节
2 Corinthians chapter 3:14 to 16
但他们的心地刚硬直到今日诵读旧约的时候这帕子还没有揭去这帕子在基督里已经废去了然而直到今日每逢诵读摩西书的时候帕子还在他们心上但他们的心几时归向主帕子就几时除去了
But their hearts were hardened For until this very day At the reading of the old covenant The same veil remains unlifted Because it is removed in Christ But to this day Whenever Moses is read A veil lies over their heart But whenever a person turns to the Lord The veil is taken away
我想在我们进入加拉太书的这个主题之前
I think before we enter into the theme of the book of Galatians
我愿意先和弟兄姊妹们讲到神工作的一个总的原则
I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters It is the overall principles of God's work
我们都知道我们的神行事他有他一定的标准
And we know that as our God works He has His certain standards
那么历世历代所有的圣徒们无论我们生活侍奉追求
And throughout generations all the saints whether in our life in our service or in our pursuit
都在神的这个标准里面受考验
And we are being tested under these standards
那个意思就是说呢今天我们在地上的这个属灵的侍奉和生活
That is to say that for our spiritual life and our service
到底能多准确的来按照神的标准
How accurate could it be in following the Lord's standards?
我们知道这是我们今天所有圣徒们在地上最大的一个考验。
We know that it is the greatest test for all the saints on this earth.
历世历代的圣徒都放在这个考验的里面。
And the saints throughout generations has been under this test.
我们知道如果我们能按照神的标准行事。
We know that if we can work according to God's standards.
我们才可能达到神的目的。
Then we can reach, attend to God's purpose.
我们能达到神的目的。
If we can attend to God's purpose.
我们才能进入他的丰富。
Then we can enter into his abundance.
那我们的生活侍奉才有真实的意义。
Then in our service, in our life, then there will be a true meaning.
所以这个准确照着神的标准是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, to be accurate following God's standards is a very important thing.
这个准确呢
,this accuracy,
不在乎人有多少的知识、多少的才干、多少的热心。
It's not matter a person, how much a person has in knowledge or ability or zeal.
也不在乎我们手中的工作做得多大或者多做得有多少。
And no matter how much work you have done or how big a work you have.
这个准确呢是不按照这些东西来做衡量的。
And the accuracy is not measured by all these matters.
所以这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, this is a very, very important matter.
所以今天我们在地上跟随主。
So as we are following the Lord on this earth,
如果我们能准确地按照神的标准行事,
if we can truly walk and conduct ourselves according to the standards of God,
那件事如果在主的眼中能够被称许,
if that particular matter can be praised in the eyes of the Lord,
那我们的一生就有非常大的一个价值,
and there will great value to our lives.
弟兄姊妹都很清楚
and brothers and sisters, we are very
在旧约圣经的里面
in the Old Testament,
摩西曾经是为神做过大工的人
and Moses was the one who had done a great work for the Lord
但是神从来不用他外面所做的大工来衡量他
but God never used that great work to measure Moses
那个能衡量摩西一生最重要的一件事情
and the most important thing is that actually measured the life of Moses
就是摩西能不能够在山下按照山上的样式建造会幕
was whether Moses could build the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mount.
当他完全按照神所指示的样式建造会幕的时候
when he was able to build the tabernacle according to the pattern given by God,
摩西就被称作在神的全家诚然尽忠
Then Moses was called a faithful servant in the house of God.
所以真正的忠心
So the true faithfulness
不是在乎我们有多少的知识发多少的热心
is not a matter how much knowledge we have or how much zeal we have
乃在乎我们能不能准确地按照神的标准来行事
It's a matter whether we can follow the standard of God in doing his work.
今天我们晓得如果我们在侍奉神的圣事上
We know today if concerning the matter of serving God
不能按照神的标准行事
If we cannot follow the standards of God
我们有了偏差
Then we have some deviation
这个会给我们个人带来亏损
And that will cause a lot of loss to us
也给教会带来亏损
And that will cause a loss in the church
如果有人把错误的东西带到教会里面
If anyone who has brought something wrong into the church
那个是更严重
And that will be even more serious
在加拉太书里面
In the book of Galatians
使徒保罗就告诉我们
And the apostle Paul
当有人把这些错误的东西带到教会里面的时候
If someone has brought something wrong into the church
他就应当被咒诅
And that person shall be accursed
那不仅是接受神的一点审判是被咒诅
And that person is not just to be judged, but rather to be cursed.
如果我们略略地知道一点整个教会的历史
So if we know a little bit about church history,
我们就看见一个世代一个世代的过来
We can see that one generation after another,
神的儿女们都在神的标准底下被检验
And then all children of God has been measured according to God's standards.
这个对我们来讲是最重要的一个考验
And that is the greatest testing to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道仇敌总是利用堕落人性的软弱
We know that the enemy always used the weakness of our fallen nature
来破坏神的工作
and to destroy the work of God.
人自信
and man has this self-confidence.
人自以为是
and they think they are right.
就是用人的智慧和经验来侍奉神
That is to say that they are using their own knowledge and experience to serve God.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个总是给神的工作上带来很多的亏损
And that will cause a lot of loss to God's work.
所以只要人误解了神的心意
If anyone who has misunderstood the will of God,
从神的标准中偏差出去了
If that person has deviated from God's standards,
那么魔鬼就觉得他得胜
Then that the enemy will claim a victory.
我们看见整个教会历史一再重复地出现这些情况。
And throughout church history, we can see the things that has repeatedly appeared.
所以能够真正按照神的标准准确行事。
So therefore, in order for us to accurately follow God's standards.
这个对于今天我们的侍奉来讲也是严厉的考验
and it is also a very severe testing to our
service 非常严肃的考验
it is a very serious test
所以我们仰望主的怜悯
so we look upon the mercy of the Lord
让我们能重视这件事情
so that we can pay close attention to this matter
我们知道使徒保罗
and we know Apostle Paul
就是在这样的一种光景中写的加拉太书
he wrote Galatians under such condition
当然我们读加拉太书很清楚开头就看见
And of course, as we read the book of Galatians, from the very beginning, we can see
加拉太书不光是保罗一个人写的
And Galatians was not just written by Paul himself.
和众弟兄
It was written by many brothers.
当时许多的弟兄姊妹们对这些事情都有感觉
And at that time, many brothers and sisters have some feeling concerning the matter.
我们都知道加拉太的众教会
We know that the church is in Galatia.
是保罗跟巴拿巴当初呢被安提阿的那班圣徒们打发出去的时候开头圣灵借着他们所建立的许多众教会
And those churches were built up by Paul and Barnabas when they were sent by the saints in Antioch
保罗不仅跟他们有深厚的感情
And Paul had a very deep relationship with them
我们知道当初保罗去加拉太服事的时候
We also know that when Paul went to Galatia to serve
他的身体啊非常软弱
And he was very weak physically
他是带着病到他们中间去的
He went there with this illness
那个时候我们大概是知道他的眼睛不好
And probably we know that he has this illness in his eyes
一直到他写加拉太书的眼睛都还不好
And the illness still remained when he wrote the book of Galatians.
他说：“你看我给你们写的书信，这个字是多么的大。”
He said, "What such a big words I've written."
他说：“当初我带着身体的软弱到你们中间去。”
He said, "I have come to you with this bodily weakness."
你们那样的接纳我
，and you have accepted me
那样的爱护我
，you have loved me in such a way.
有的人甚至愿意把自己的眼睛挖出来给保罗。
And some of you are willing to.Pluck out your eyes to me, for me.
所以保罗跟加拉太的众教会有非常深厚的感情。
And we can see that Paul has this deeper relationship with the churches in Galatia.
我们看见以后保罗还多次经过加拉太去看望他们。
And we also see that Paul later and visited a few more times in the churches there.
所以当加拉太的众教会遭受了这么一种错误教训的一种影响的时候
And so when these churches has been influenced by this wrong teaching
保罗的内心是非常的痛苦
And Paul had such a grief in his heart
也是非常的激愤
And he was very enraged
我们看见当保罗离开以后
And after Paul left
在犹太教中间的一些犹太人也许是一些信徒他们就到了加拉太
And some Jews from Judaism, maybe they were also believers, they came to Galatia.
他们就告诉加拉太的弟兄姊妹
And they told the brothers and sisters in Galatia.
你们光信耶稣是不够的
It's not enough for you just to believe in Jesus.
你们还应该遵行一点律法
You also need to keep some laws.
按理讲呢这个好像也不是一件什么坏事情对不对
And it doesn't seem to be something bad.
但是弟兄姊妹们
yeah,
我们知道这件事情严重的影响了福音的纯正
And yet brothers and sisters we know that these things are greatly testing the soundness of the gospel.
并且他们这些人到了加拉太之后呢
，and also these people came to Galatia，
就告诉加拉太的信徒们了。
And they told the believers in Galatia，
神所设立的使徒只有十二个，没有保罗。
And the God only established 12 apostles， and Paul was not one of them。
保罗不是使徒。
And Paul was not an apostle。
所以弟兄姊妹们，因此呢，在加拉太弟兄姊妹中间呢，就造成了一个。非常负面的一个影响。
And therefore, that caused this very negative impact among the Galatians.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗知道这个事情，内心非常的痛苦。
And when Paul heard about this, he was very grieved in his heart.
因此他写了加拉太书。
Therefore, he wrote a letter to Galatians.
众弟兄们一同写这封书信。
The letter was written by many brothers.
那么这封书信呢，我们看见，能看见保罗非常的激愤。
And in this letter, we can see that Paul was very enraged.
并且他用的这些词句啊，都是非常严厉。
And he used a very stern and severe words.
啊，如果你读这封书信，你就知道了。
And if you read this letter, you will know.
为什么保罗那个时候里面内心这么样的激愤呢？
Why Paul was such enraged when he wrote the letter?
因为呢，纯正的福音被破坏。
Because the sound gospel was destroyed.
他说这里有一些人呢，他们进来了传另一个福音。
And here he says that some people came to you to preach another gospel.
所以因此加拉太的众教会啊，就落到了另外一个福音的一个迷惑的里面。
And therefore the churches in Galatia fall into a confusion of a different gospel.
这个给加拉太的教会带来了一个很大的危机。
And that caused a great crisis for Galatians.
我请弟兄姊妹们注意啊。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention to this.
保罗在这里用福音这个词。
And Paul here used the word gospel.
他说这是另一个福音。
And he said that it is a different gospel.
那意思说呢，从表面上看起来这是没有什么坏处。
And that is to say that on the surface, it doesn't seem to cause any harm.
因为保罗没有用异端这个字。
And because Paul didn't use a heresy.
他也没有用说呢，这是一个什么世俗败坏的东西。
And he didn't say that that is something defiling.
他用福音这个词。
And yet he still used the term, the gospel.
所以呢，用这个福音的词更是十分的诡异。
And so, when the term is used, that is a particularly tricky.
你要知道今天呢，如果人呢告诉我们去爱世界，去犯罪，这个我们一看就晓得了，不，这个是恶事，对不对？
And if we are told that we ought to love the world and we need to commit sins, and then we will know that this is evil.
如果人告诉我们这是异端，这个我们有很多弟兄姊妹也能分辨。
And if we are told that this is a heresy, then many of us can have this distinction.
但是如果说是福音，那就很难了。
But when it is told, when we are told this is a gospel, then it's very hard.
就是说呢，从表面上看起来，这不是坏事情。
And that is to say that on the surface, it is not a bad thing at all.
这个对基督徒来讲是最难分辨的东西了。
And that is the most difficult thing to discern for Christians.
表面上看起来都是好的。
On the surface, everything is good.
因为犹太的这些圣徒们告诉我们说，你们需要遵行律法。
And for these Jewish believers, they say that now you need to keep the law.
你们要守割礼啊。
And you need to be circumcised.
啊，这些有什么不好呢？
And what's wrong?
这是旧约圣经中神所吩咐的事情。
And what's wrong with that? Because that was the commandments of the old covenant.
从表面上看起来是好的。
On the surface, they are all good.
但是呢，事实却摧毁了福音的性质。
As a matter of fact, they are destroying the nature of the gospel.
他不是叫人犯罪。
And they didn't cause you to sin.
但却是更大的错误。
And yet that caused even a greater mistake.
因为叫神的旨意会落空。
Because that will frustrate the will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这另一个福音。
This is a different gospel.
这是一个可怕的东西。
And that is a very terrifying thing.
保罗告诉我们是有人把福音更改了。
And Paul tells us that someone has distorted the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个另一个福音带来可怕的难处。
This a different gospel has brought very terrifying difficulties.
会把基督的福音更改了。
And that will destroy this that would distort the gospel of Christ.
结果在加拉太的众教会里面 产生了非常大的搅扰。
And therefore, they caused such a big disturbance in the among the Galatians.
保罗内心非常的激愤。
And Paul, there's such a rage in him.
保罗不说不管他什么人。
And he said, no matter what that person is,
即使是天使。
Even it is an angel.
如果他们所传的福音跟我们所传的不同。
If they, the gospel they preach are different from ours.
这个代价的结果就是咒诅。
And the result of it is to be accursed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
这另一个福音
this is a different gospel,
一种错误的教导
it is a wrong teaching,
叫神的救恩落空
and that will make the gospel of God in vain.
在加拉太书里面告诉我们
and in the Galatians,
这个会叫我们基督徒失去在基督里的自由
and that will cause us to lose our liberty and freedom in Christ.
你知道神拯救我们本来我们就应该是自由
We know that when God saves us, we are supposed to be free.
这自由是很重要的这件事情。
And freedom is a very important thing.
我们晓得一个植物的生长。
And we know that for a plant to grow.
它不仅需要阳光。
Not only it needs the sun.
不仅需要空气需要水。
And also air and also water.
不仅需要土壤。
And also soil.
它还需要一个自由的环境。
And it also needs a free environment.
这个环境如果不自由啊。
If the environment is not free.
这个生长就会不正常。
And the growth will not be normal.
这个斯柏克弟兄啊
And the brother Sparks.
他有一次说啊
Once he once said.
他说呢我最不喜欢那个日本人的那个邦塞那个盆栽。
I dislike the Japanese bonsai the most.
邦塞什么东西你知道吗
邦塞 yeah.
好这个树啊本来应该长得自由长得很大的。
And because that tree is, if normally it developed, it will grow in such a great size.
但是你把它用环境把它限制住了就长得这么小小的。
But you put some restriction in the environment that will cause a tree just to be a miniature.
这是一个不正常的一种的成长对不对呢
?And that actually is an abnormal growth.
所以今天呢我们就发觉基督徒的生活在基督里有一种的自由的。
And therefore we discover that for Christians living, we have this freedom in Christ.
当福音的性质被破坏的时候
,when the nature of a gospel is being destroyed,
神的儿女们的属灵生长就不正常了。
The spiritual growth of God's children will become abnormal.
这个一不正常不仅给我们个人造来一种的亏损。
And for that, Abnormacy will cause a loss to us personally.
是神的目的也达不到。
And that will also frustrate God's purpose.
啊，所以这个是一个很严重、很严重的一件事情。
So this is a very, very serious matter.
当然我们知道在当时这一批从犹太来的这批信徒们。
Of course, we know that for these believers came from the Judaism background.
啊，他们呢，把一些呢，他们自以为是、觉得重要的东西带到了。这个加拉太的教会中间。
So they brought something they felt important and right to the churches in Galatia.
弟兄姊妹们我们要注意一件事啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know one thing.
这些人是向着神的事情是发热心的。
And this group of people were very zealous concerning the matter of God.
我们也不能说他们不爱神他们可能真正的爱神。
We cannot say that they didn't love God, actually they truly love God.
但是呢他们对福音的真理不认识不够明白。
And yet they didn't have this knowledge of the gospel and they didn't really know the gospel.
所以呢他们把错误的犹太教的那些东西带到神的百姓中间去了。
Therefore, they brought some mistakes from Judaism to be among the people of God.
我们知道旧约时代中啊，神托付给以色列百姓的那个信仰。
And we know that the belief that God entrusted to His people in the Old Testament.
最后变成犹太教变成一个宗教行为。
And later it developed into a Judaism and become a religious act.
所以我们知道这是一个什么呢？这是神的工作的一种贬值。
We know that is the work of God has been degraded.
Degeneration
of the work of God.
那么它变质了。
And that has been degenerated.
这是可怕的东西。
And that is something very terrifying.
啊，我们都知道今天呢，这个食物啊，是对身体有益处的。
And we know that the food is beneficial to our bodies.
那么这个食物呢，需要新鲜，对不对？
And the food needs to be fresh.
哦，我们今天所处的这个时代啊， 吃东西啊是大麻烦。
And for our generations, to eat something is a very big matter.
啊，对啊，大家都注重什么这个 organic 的，对不对
？And everybody is pay attention to whether it is organic.
啊，为什么要吃 organic 的东西啊
？Why do you want to eat something organic？
因为这些化学品进去了，那个东西不正常。
Because if you have any chemicals into the food, and that will cause something that is not beneficial.
啊，所以有人刚到美国来说，发觉哇。这里的蔬菜每个都大。
And so, when people came to the States, they will find that, oh, all the vegetables are huge in size.
因为人用了很多人工的方法，结果它变得本来那么小小变那么大。
And because that has been, developed with this a lot of artificial, help.And to from a original small size into such a big size.
所以很多人就知道这个不正常了。
And so many people know that it is not normal.
这个东西啊，可能里面又变质了。
And something has been degenerated.
我们都知道，食物在新鲜的时候是对身体有益处的。
And we know that fresh food is very beneficial to us.
如果这个食物变质了
，But if the food has been degenerated or deformed,
你就知道它可能比毒药更毒。
You know that could be even more poisonous than poison.
是不是这样呢
？Isn't that true?
所以你知道，本来这些是从神来的，旧约圣经是出自神的。
And we know that the Old Testament is from God.
但是经过了犹太人的手啊，把它改变。
And yet through the hands of the Jews, they has changed things.
所以它就变得什么呢？变得人不能不仅不能接受，变成更毒。
And to the point that they cannot be accepted by man, they have become a very even more poisonous.
但是这般在犹太教中的人，他完全不能明白的。
And yet for the people in Judaism, they couldn't understand it at all.
保罗的福音传到哪里
？And Paul's gospel preached to some place.
他们就跟着下来就讲摩西的道理。
And they will follow Paul to that place and preach the teaching of Moses.
他们不知道这个东西啊，危害神的百姓。
They didn't know that what they were teaching actually caused harm to the people of God.
这些是有毒的东西。
And they were teaching was poisonous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天教会在地上也是这样。
That is also true for the church on earth today.
最怕变质。
And we are afraid of degeneration.
而我们很多时候不能分辨这些东西。
And a lot of times we cannot discern.
弟兄姊妹们，如果把这些东西带到神的百姓当中
，So brothers and sisters, if we are bringing these things to be among God's people,
这个产生的后果是非常的严重的
，And the result will be very serious.
所以当初保罗对加拉太的教会有这么深切的这么一种感觉。
We can see that Paul has such a deep feeling toward the churches in Galatia.
因为犹太教的势力开始进到神的百姓当中
，Because the influence of their Judaism has creep into the people of God.
这种宗教的迷惑是非常厉害。
And this religious confusion is very serious.
他们有一定的理论。
They have a certain teaching.
他们有一定的教条。
And they have a certain doctrine.
他们还有一定的形式。
And there are certain forms.
还有一定的一种的做法。
And there are certain way of doing things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So,
难怪保罗的内心这么的激愤。
No wonder Paul was such enraged in heart.
写下了这么严厉的这么一卷书、啊。
And wrote such a stern letter.
因为呢，保罗自身有经历。
Because of Paul for himself, he has the same experience.
啊，我们都知道加拉太书呢，也是保罗的自传之一。
And we also know that Galatians is also one of Paul's biography.
因为保罗从前自己就在犹太教的里面。
Because Paul was in Judaism before.
他是个热心分子。
And he was a zealous person.
他是逼迫神的教会的。
And he was a persecutor of the church of God.
他知道他过去多愚昧。
He knew he himself was so foolish.
他多瞎眼的。
And he was such a blind
person. 若不是神的怜悯。
It was not
转变了他的眼睛
to turn his eyes.
他就完全成为一个逼迫教会的人。
He will continue to be a persecutor.
他热心侍奉神，结果呢是逼迫教会。
He served God with a zeal, and yet he was a persecutor
of
the church. He was a God man.
在大马色的路上遇见他。
On his way to Damascus, he was a man by God. His eyes were open.
他才知道他犯了多大的错误。
And he came to understand that what a big mistake he has made.
他就是知道他从前所做的那些是多么可怕的一件事情。
And he came to realize that what a terrible things he had done.
所以他现在看见这些在犹太教中的人这样的把这些教训带到加拉太的众教会。
Now he witnessed how these people of Judaism have brought such teachings to be the churches in Galatia.
他的内心是很痛苦的。
And he was such a grief.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank God.
保罗不仅光是激愤而已。
And Paul was not just enraged.
保罗到底是一个明白神心意的人。
And Paul was a person who understood the word of God.
他一方面严厉地指责这些人。
On the one hand, he severely chastised these people.
但是另外一面，他把正面的神的工作，所有一些重要的一些原则告诉加拉太的弟兄姊妹。
And yet, on the positive side, he brought in the important principles of God's work.
而因此呢，在加拉太书里面，我们能看见基督福音的四个重要的基石。
Therefore, in the book of Galatians, we can see the four important foundation stones of the sound gospel.
讲启示，讲十字架，讲圣灵，讲基督。
And there is a revelation, and there is a cross, and the Christ, and the Spirit.
他告诉我们，这才是真正纯正福音的四个重要的基石。
And he tells us that these are the four important foundation stones of the sound gospel.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次主给我们有机会在这里一同聚集。
The Lord has given us this opportunity to gather together here.
我们有四位弟兄啊，我们就分别的在这四个重要的原则上呢，那么有交通。
And we have four brothers, and each one of us will fellowship on one of these four important principles.
只有在这些根基上来建立。
And we are only to build upon this important foundation.
这个纯正的福音呢，才能给我们带来真正在基督里的自由。
Then the sound gospel can truly bring us the freedom in Christ.
这个另一个福音啊，
that different gospel
只能使我们落在那个奴仆的额底下。
Would also bring us under the yoke of the slavery.
你做仆人的，你是被捆绑的。
Now you are servants, now you are in slavery.
那么这一次呢，
Now, this time around,
我的负担呢，
and my burden
是和弟兄姊妹们讲启示。
Is to talk with the brothers and sisters about the revelation.
这实在是非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们知道启示是神非常重要的工作。
We know that revelations are very important work of God.
只有启示能把我们带到原初。
Only revelations could bring us back to the original.
让我们能看见事情的真相是怎样的。
Then we can see the true fact of the thing.
只有启示使人能准确地认识神的心意。
Only through revelations we can accurately to know the will of God.
只有启示使人能真正地与神同工。
Only through revelations we can truly co-work with God.
所以这是神定下的一个非常重要的一个工作。
And that has been ordained by God a very important work.
那我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见啊。
And from the Bible, we can see this very clearly.
这个启示是从父神来的。
And these revelations are from the Father, God the Father.
是启示者。
And the Father is the one who reveals.
保罗明明地告诉我们。
And Paul tells us clearly.
这个启示不是出于人的，人不能启示人的。
And he says that this revelation is not from man. Man cannot give revelation to another.
所以保罗说，我所得到的启示不是出于人的意思，也不是从人领受，也不是人教导的。
And he said that the revelation I have received is not from man, it's not been taught by man.
我们晓得只有父能启示。
We know that only the Father can reveal.
为什么说只有父能启示呢？
Why is so?
在新约圣经里面，这个父代表源头的意思。
In the New Testament, the Father means the origin.
他只有他能把我们带到源头。
Only he can bring us back to the origin.
啊，因为一切都是父计划的。
Because everything has been planted by the Father.
一切都是他所设计的。
Because everything has been planted out by him.
所以呢，他能够把我们带到他原初的计划里。
Only he can bring us back to his original plan.
所以圣经里面一再讲到，
只有父是启示者。
Therefore, the Bible repeatedly says that only the Father is the one who can reveal.
弟兄姊妹记得在马太福音十六章的故事吗？
And brothers and sisters, do you remember the stories in Matthew chapter 16?
那么主耶稣来到该撒菲利比的境界啊。
And our Lord Jesus Christ came to Caesarea. Philippi, yeah, Philippi.
那么在那里主问门徒。
And there,The Lord asked his disciples.
他说你们说人子是谁？
And who said the Son of God is?
有人说是以利亚，有人说先知中的一位，对不对？
And some said that you are Elijah, and you are one of the prophets.
哎，忽然彼得说话了。
And all of a sudden, Paul says, Peter says something.
彼得说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter says that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那么主立刻说什么？
AndAt that moment,
what, 西门巴约拿你是有福的。
What the Lord said, he said that you, son of Jonah,
这不是属血气的指示你的。
And you are blessed because you are not instructed by the flesh and blood.
这乃是我天上的父指示你的。
But you are revealed, it was revealed to you by our Father.
啊，那个指示原文就是启示。
And in the original text, it actually is talking about revealing.
是父启示你的。
And my Father revealed that to you.
啊，保罗在加拉太书第一章也告诉我们。
And Paul also says in Galatians chapter 1.
他说是父神乐意将他的儿子启示在我里面。
And he says that it is a father's pleasure to reveal his son in me.
我们真是感谢神啊。
We really thank God.
啊，他乐意启示。
Because it is his pleasure to reveal.
保罗不仅讲父的启示。
And Paul not only talks about the revelation of from the Father.
他更讲到乐意启示。
But he talks about the pleasure of revealing.
既然是他乐意启示。
Because it is his pleasure to reveal.
那么我们就很容易得到启示。
Then it will be easy for us to receive the revelations.
如果他不乐意啊。
If it is not his pleasure.
你想得启示也不简单。
Then that will be very difficult for you to receive any revelation.
所以很多基督徒常常感觉得启示很难啊。
And many Christians feel like it's very difficult to receive any revelations.
我记得年轻的时候。
And I remember when I was young.
因为年长弟兄他真的很骄傲。
And one older brother, and he was really prideful.
有一天他居然这样说。
And one day he said such a thing like this.
他说你们都没有启示。
He said that you all have no revelation at all.
只有我有启示。
Only I have a revelation.
哇，从那天开始，很多年轻弟兄姊妹也附和着说。
And from that day on, actually, many young brothers and sisters just follow him in that way.
大家说，我们都没有启示，只有他有启示。
They would echo saying that, oh, we all have no revelations, only he has.
即使你得到了启示，你也不敢讲。
And,
变成这样。
Even you have some revelations, you dare not to say anything about it.
是，有一阵子，有人得着一点启示，把主的话解开来了。
And yes, as at the point of time, some brother received some revelations to make the word of the Lord unfolding.
你知道出现可笑的事情。
And something funny happened.
有位弟兄就讲。
And some brother said.
他说年长的弟兄没有讲过这个，你不可以讲。
And he said, what you said has been not been said by the elderly brother, therefore you cannot say it.
他明明看见的，他也说他不能看见。
Actually, that brother has seen it, but because of that, he was told he has not seen it.
弟兄姊妹们要记得。
And the brother says we need to remember this.
神是我们的父亲。
And God is our father.
是我们每个弟兄姊妹的父亲。
He is a father of every brother and sister.
何等的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他乐意。启示他的儿子。
It is his pleasure to reveal his son.
既然他乐意启示。
Because it is his pleasure to reveal his son.
所以就不在乎你这个多努力，对不对？
So it's not a matter of how hard you have been working.
哎呀，我们在年轻时候和弟兄姊妹一同追求主啊。
And when we're young, as we pursue the Lord with some young brothers and sisters.
许多弟兄姊妹想要得着启示。
And many brothers and sisters would like to receive revelations.
哇，苦苦的哀求。
They were pleading with the Lord.
又进食。
And they were fasting.
又大声祷告。
They were praying out loud.
哎呀，呼天喊地。
They were crying up to heaven.
哎呀，我们那时候聚会，大家满场痛哭，呼天喊地。
And then in our meetings, we were just crying out loud and then in praying.
花了很大的力气，搞了一整个礼拜。
And we spent a lot of effort throughout the entire week.
结果还是没得到启示。
And yet, we didn't receive any revelations.
所以有的人就灰心了。
And some people became frustrated.
神啊，大概根本不要启示我。
And probably God didn't want to reveal anything to me.
弟兄姊妹们忘记了,
and the brothers and sisters, we have forgotten this. Paul tells us, it is a father's pleasure to reveal his son.
你记得在约翰福音第四章吗?
Remember in John chapter 4,
当那个撒玛利亚的妇人,
when the Samaritan woman,
这个犯罪的妇人,
that sinful woman,
那么主真是用爱去寻找她,
and the Lord saw her out with love.
结果在雅各井旁,
and by the well of Jacob,
她的眼睛都开了,
her eyes were open.
她就看见站在她面前的这位,
and she saw the one standing in front of her was a Messiah.
眼睛得开,
her eyes were open.
欢喜得不得了啊,
and it was a great joy in her. She just cast away her water pot. And she was put on the way. She went back to her village. And cried out loud, yes, I have met the Messiah.
全村的人都惊动,
and that was a cause a lot of disturbance in the entire city.
正出去买食物呢, 因为他没有吃东西。
And at that time, the disciples went out to buy food.
等到他们把食物买回来的时候啊,
after they got food and came back,
主说我已经饱了,
and the Lord said that I am already full.
门徒们很惊异啊, 谁给他食物吃了呢?
And the disciples were very amazed of who has given him food.
主说了一句什么话呢?
And what did the Lord say?
主说我有食物吃,是你们不知道的。
And the food I have that you don't know.
所以当一个人眼睛得开,
so when a person's eyes are open,
你知道最快乐的是谁呢?
You know, what is who has a greater joy?
我们以为是我们最快乐, 对不对?
We feel like, oh wow, we have the greater joy.
主更快乐,
no, actually the Lord has a greater joy.
父亲更快乐,
Father has even more joy.
你知道这个乐意这个字啊,
you know the word pleasure?
英文很好, 英文用pleasure这个字。
You know, the English is very good, it's pleasure.
也不懂英文就晓得, 这个pleasure这个字啊, 是极大的快乐。
You know, that pleasure means a great joy.
不是一点点快乐。
It's not just a little joy.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们的眼睛得开得启示, 认识神的儿子的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when our eyes are open, we have come to know the Son of God.
最快乐是我们天上的父亲啊。
And that our fathers in heaven has the greatest joy.
所以我们求主给我们这个信心。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to give us his faith.
让我们知道父乐意把他儿子启示在我们的里面。
To know that it is the Father's pleasure to reveal his Son.
所以呢, 因此有了以弗所书, 保罗那个有名的为启示的祷告。
Therefore, we have this Ephesians, this very famous prayer by Paul.
求我们主耶稣基督的神, 荣耀的父,
and we ask the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our glorious Father,
赐下智慧和启示的灵,
to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
使你们真认识他,
so that you can truly know,
照明你们心中的眼睛,
so that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened.
哇,这个眼睛一照明就不得了了,
if your eyes are enlightened, then something great will happen.
照有何等的指望,
then you will see what great call you have.
圣徒中得了基业, 有何等丰盛的荣耀,
and you will see what's the riches in glory about the inheritance.
我们看教会是贫穷的,
now we see the church is in poverty.
我们看见神的儿女们个个都是这个好像贫穷的,
and we see that every child of God seems to be in poverty.
但是如果你眼睛得开,
but if our eyes are open,
你就看见在神的百姓中间, 基督的产业是何等丰盛的荣耀,
then we can see that among God's children, and then in the, there is such a riches in glory in the inheritance, then all we have our different perspectives, then we can also see that such a greatness of the power that has given to us, and that is an experience of when our eyes are open. So when our eyes are open, you have come to know this Christ.
哇,弟兄姊妹们, 大的释放,
then there will be this great relief in your spirit.
一种的快乐,
and there is this great joy in your spirit.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要有这样的祷告,
and we need to have this prayer.
保罗为着以弗所的圣徒祷告,
and Paul prayed for the saints in Ephesus.
因为保罗在以弗所书, 在这个罗马的监牢里面,
because when Paul was in the Romans prison,
当他一个负担写信给以弗所的时候,
when he had the burden to write a letter to Ephesians,
他也没有想到啊, 父神把这么大的 创世以来所隐藏的奥秘赐给他了。
And it was out of his expectation that God has given this mystery which has been hidden throughout the foundation of the world.
所以他在写这个以弗所书的时候啊。
So when he wrote the letter to Ephesians.
哇，我常常有感觉这个恐怕这个整个监牢里面充满荣光啊。
And I often have this feeling that in that jail cell, there was a fill with glory.
在保罗里面充满着荣光啊。
And there was a glory filled in the heart of Paul.
所以当一个字一个字的写下来的时候。
So one letter after another letter.
神历世历代所隐藏的奥秘就在这个时候被揭开来了。
The mystery that has been hidden throughout generations now has been revealed.
这是何等的荣耀的一个时刻。
It is such a glorious moment.
所以保罗不仅把这封书信写给以弗所的教会。
So not only have Paul written this letter to the Ephesians.
保罗也为着以弗所的圣徒们祷告。
He also prayed for the saints in Ephesus.
意思说你们不是光读到这卷书，你要看见。
And that means that not only do you need to read this letter, but you need to see.
很可惜今天我们很多人读以弗所书。
And unfortunately, many people have read the letter.
但是缺少这种看见。
But we have this lack in seeing.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在保罗的经历里面就告诉我们。
In Paul's experience, it tells us.
这个启示啊，是灵里面的眼睛得开。
And this revelation is the opening of our spiritual eyes.
我们在没有得救的时候啊。
And before we were saved.
我们的灵是枯萎是死的。
And our spirit were withered and in death.
所以难怪今天世上的人呢对于这个神的事情呢完全是摸不到什么东西的。
And no wonder the people in this world have nothing to say about the matter of God.
他们说哪里有神呢？
They said,Where is God?
我从前在学校读书的时候，一个同学很生气，他跑来找我，他说你有神，你说有神，你把神拿给我看看。
And when I was still in school, the one day a classmate came to me and he was very angry and he said to me, if you say there is God, show me your God.
我说我拿不出来。
I said, I cannot bring my God to you.
但是我里面知道。
And yet, in me, I know this.
这是真的。
This is true.
是不是？弟兄姊妹们，我们在没有得救之前，我们的灵是死的。
Brothers and sisters, before we were saved, our spirit were dead.
灵一开始复苏。
And when our spirits were quickened,
灵里面有极大的一个功能，就是启示。
And there is a great function of the spirit is to
revelation. 所以启示是灵里面的故事。
Therefore, revelation is a story in our spirit.
不是头脑的故事。
It's not a matter in our heads.
所以我们今天弟兄姊妹必须明白这个。
So brothers and sisters, we today need to understand.
保罗从前也不知道。
Paul didn't know this either.
他在加拉太书里面告诉我们呢，他年轻的时候啊，他比同年的人都更长进。
And then what he said in the Galatians, he said that when he was young, he was more advanced than his peers.
用现在的话来讲啊。
And we put in the modern term.
保罗每次考试都第一名。
And he is always the Top one, every time when he takes the test.
每次都第一名。
He is a number one every time.
所以呢保罗是一个聪明人。
And therefore we can see that Paul was very smart.
所以保罗自己也很骄傲。
And therefore he was very prideful.
啊，他有一个很大的心志，将来要恢复犹太教。
And he has said, this is a great ambition. One day he would like to restore Judaism.
恢复旧约的传统，犹太人的传统。
He would like to restore this Old Testament tradition.
其实他是瞎眼。
And yeah, he was blind.
保罗天生的智慧就是很高的。
And Paul has this great intelligence.
但是在属灵的事上他是瞎眼。
And yeah, he was blind concerning spiritual matters.
因为他的灵还没有复苏呢。
Because his spirit was not yet quickened.
直到那有一天在大马色路上。
It was not until one day when he was on the way to Damascus, he met the Lord.
他灵里的眼睛得开了。
And his eyes and his spirit were opened.
圣经呢就形容说了那一天呢这个亚拿尼亚为他祷告的时候，他脸上像两个鳞片掉下来。
And the Bible describes this when Ananias prayed for him, there's something like a scales that fell from his eyes.
他不是两块玻璃啊。
And it was not two pieces of glass.
如果玻璃还看得见一点东西，对不对
？If there were two pieces of glass, then you
can see something. 你两个鳞片放在眼睛上，你什么都看不见。
But if there were two scales, then you can see nothing.
是完全是瞎眼的。
And he was totally blind.
那一天主开他的眼睛。
And so on that day, the Lord opened his eyes.
他灵里面的眼睛都开了。
And his spiritual eyes were opened.
他因此认识耶稣就是基督。
Therefore, he came to know that Jesus is Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天呢
We know that today God is doing the work of revelation in the Spirit.
所以因此呢, 在神的百姓中间呢, 这个启示的程度有不同的。
And therefore, among God's children, there is a difference in degree of a revelation. And that totally depends on the quality of your spirit.
啊, 所以有人比较明亮, 有人不太明亮。
And some have this great clarity, some may not.
你记得主耶稣有一次给一个瞎子治好他的眼睛。
And you remember the story that one time, the Lord Jesus healed a blind man.
主一摸他的眼睛啊,
and when the Lord touched his eyes,
主说你看见人了吗?
And the Lord said, can you see any man?
他说没有，我看见很多树。
No, I see many trees.
弟兄姊妹，我这个眼睛曾经不好过。
And the brothers and sisters, I have a illness, eye illness before.
哇，这个眼睛不好的时候，这看东西真的模模糊糊的。
And when you have a illness in your eyes, then you can see things very blurry. And you see man as trees. Therefore, the Lord touched his eyes again. And then he could see man.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, and seeing is very important. That is so true for our spiritual eyes.
所以呢, 基督徒呢, 开始有了一点对属灵事情的领悟, 我们就说, 他开始有属灵的悟性。
And so for Christians, when we have some spiritual understanding concerning spiritual matters, we say that person has spiritual understanding. Therefore, for Christians, we need to pursue after a pure spirit.
你的灵越纯净,
the more pure your spirit is, the brighter you will see the spiritual things.
所以你看见在今天在弟兄姊妹当中这个解释圣经呢，有的人明亮点，有的人这个模糊一点。
So as we see brothers and sisters explaining the word, and some explanation in more clarity, some may not.
我们在这里需要明白一件事情。
So one thing we need to understand here.
我们的灵得着开启。
When our spirit is being opened.
然后它透过我们的魂可以发表出来。
And through our soul, what we have received can be expressed. And that is the normal path.
从灵进来，从魂出去，发表出去， 这是一个正常途径。
We receive in our spirit and we express it through our soul. It is a normal path.
这个东西不能逆转的。
And yet, brothers and sisters, we cannot reverse the process.
你不可能从魂的达到灵的。
You cannot do it through the soul into your spirit.
今天呢，我们很多时候所犯的错误呢， 我们用我们的智慧啊， 用我们人的这个眼光呢， 去读圣经， 我们想要得到灵里面开启， 这个是不行的。
And we have been making these mistakes. A lot of times we like to use human wisdom and also use our own perspective to study the word.
所以在加拉太书里面,
therefore, in Galatians,
使徒保罗就告诉我们,
the Apostle Paul tells us,
人天然的智慧呢，成了启示上面最大的干扰和难处了。
And then our natural wisdom has become the greatest hindrance and the interference of the revelation.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹懂得这个道理呢？
How many brothers and sisters understand these things?
我也知道今天呢，在很多这个有知识、有头脑、有聪明的人跟你讲这个，他们是不服气的。
And I know that if I preach this among those who have a wisdom and intelligence, they could not submit themselves to it.
也就是说，因为你啊，这个受教育太低了，所以你这个有酸葡萄的味道，对不对？
They will reply that because you have not been highly educated, therefore this have this mindset of a sour grape.
不不，弟兄姊妹，我也受过教育啊。
No, brother, it's not the case, and I have been educated.
虽然没得那么高，
and even that is not high.
但是我也承认。
But I have to commit this.
天然的智慧。
And the natural wisdom.
是启示上面的干扰和难处。
And it's the hindrance and the interference of the revelation.
青年的弟兄姊妹们,
young brothers and sisters, I hope you can remember this thing. The entire Christianity in this confusion, because a man has exercised greatly of their natural wisdom. We have forgotten that our spirit has been quickened. Revelations are received in the spirit.
所以天然的智慧对天然人来说有致命的吸引。
Natural wisdom has this deadly attraction to natural man.
听懂了吗?
And understand this?
感谢主，很多年轻弟兄姊妹点头啊，也牢记这件事情。
Many young brothers and sisters nod their heads. Please remember this.
我们知道 犹太人用人的智慧解释了神的话。
We know that the Jews use human wisdom to explain the word of God.
结果把整个神给他们的托付变成犹太教。
And they have turned the entrustment of God into Judaism.
神的确啊，犹太人是神的选民啊。
And indeed, the Jews are the chosen people of God.
他们真的是太聪明了。
They are really smart people.
这几天我在想啊。
And the recent days, I've been thinking.
我们整个全世界的人类的生活啊，都是受到犹太人的智慧的控制。
You know, actually, for the entire human livings, we have been under control of the wisdom of the Jews.
在科学上是受到犹太人的影响啊。
In science, we have been influenced by the Jews.
哇，你看那个爱因斯坦的这个理论，一直到今天没有人能越过他的。
You can see the Einstein's theory, no one can go beyond that.
在政治上。
In politics.
在艺术上。
In arts.
在心理学上。
In psychology.
在哲学的范围里面。
In philosophy.
都是犹太人在引导我们呢。
And we are being led by the Jews.
犹太人的智慧是非常大的。
And the Jews have this great wisdom.
但是犹太人用这个大智慧呢，把神的工作变成犹太教。
And yet the Jews have used their great wisdom to turn God's work into Judaism.
旧约所有的信仰，所以变质，就是因为是犹太人的智慧弄出来的。
And the Old Testament belief has become degenerated because of the wisdom of the Jews.
他们用了很多很多的不同的说法。
They have been using many different ways of saying.
他们中间的祭司、拉比、律法师。
And they have these priests and there's rabbis and there's lawyers.
啊，像主耶稣在世的时候，还有什么法利赛人、撒都该人啊。
And then when our Lord Jesus was alive, they still have a Pharisee and the Sadducees.
犹太人用尽他们的智慧来解释摩西五经。
And the Jews exhausted their wisdom to explain the
解释出很多奇奇怪怪很可笑的一些的行为。
And they have explained into something very funny and very ridiculous.
那么犹太人呢又遵从这些东西。
And the Jews actually follow these things.
结果呢犹太人变成全世界最虚伪的人。
And the Jews has become the most hypocrite.
就变得不实在了。
In the world, they become not as real.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
犹太人是教会的一个镜子。
And brothers and sisters, the Jews actually are a mirror for the church.
我们看见他们所犯的错误。
The mistakes they have made.
我们不能再从这个错误里面进去了。
We cannot repeat the same mistake.
但是今天我们这些在新约时代中的圣徒们。
And yet for us, the saints in under the new covenant.
我们里面的眼睛真的开了吗？
Our eyes being opened.
我们很多时候还是用我们人的智慧，对不对？
A lot of times we're still using our human wisdom.
结果把教会把神的儿女们属灵生活呢变得非常的虚伪。
And therefore we have brought the church and also the children of God's spiritual living into a false.
犹太教把人引到错误里面。
And Judaism have led men into mistakes.
这是一个特等大的一个警惕啊。
And that was such a great warning.
所以保罗看见这些犹太人把这个错误的东西还带到主的教会里面。
And Paul here see that the Jews has brought the mistakes into the people of God.
所以他内心非常的激愤。
Therefore he was greatly enraged.
他就说不是这些人应该被惩罚，他们应该被咒诅。
And he said that not only these people should be judged, but they should be accursed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
神的话若只落在人的魂里面。
The word of God cannot just fall into man's soul.
只落在人的思想、人的情感、人的意志的里面。
It's not just in the man's mind and emotions and will.
只会产生一点的知识。
And all that can produce is but some wisdom and knowledge.
好像有很多人讲的符合人性呢。
And something that has been spoken since
符合人的理性呢。
In accordance with our humanity or our reason.
但是呢，却是把我们带到一个极大的错误的里面。
And yet that will bring us into this great grave mistake.
所以历史证明。
And history actually proved this.
这些都是致命的错误。
And these are deadly mistakes.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
And how much do we need the mercy of the Lord?
所以你知道保罗当时内心非常的痛苦。
And here we can see that Paul was very grieved.
因为他自己是一个得着启示的人。
Because he himself received revelation.
他知道主的恩典在他身上。
He knew the grace of God.
如何带领他脱离这么大的一个错误。
How he was brought out of such a great mistake.
现在又有人把他要拉到这个错误里面去。
And now that people are bringing people into this mistake.
他内心真是很痛苦。
And he suffered greatly.
甚至说有些人是假弟兄。
And he called us of false brothers.
他甚至告诉我们说呢，人的名望，人的这些病，根本没有加添我什么东西。
And he said that, even the reputation of man will contribute nothing to me.
人的名望反而成了一种的干扰。
And the man's reputation has become an interference.
我40年前呢、啊，在台湾所遇见的一个所谓的神学生。
And 40 years I met a student, a so-called student of a seminary.
他在大学里面读书呢。
And he was yet a student in a college.
那天我们在一起，他告诉我。
And as the time together, he told me.
他孙弟兄，我告诉你、啊。
And he said, brother son.
这个亚当这个人是杜撰的。
And he said that Adam actually is a falsely made, no such a person.
像人写小说一样写出来的。
Yeah, actually, Adam is fictional.
我说你怎么能这样说呢？
And I said, how could you say this?
他说你知道吗？
And he said, do you know this?
在我们神学院里一个教授。
In our seminary, one professor said,
他是个神父。
And he actually is a father.
神父当教授的，跑到基督教里面当教授。
And he was a father, actually, he came to a Christian school to be a professor.
他说他有27个博士学位。
He said that that professor had 27 doctoral degrees.
那么他说的还会错吗？
And will he say something wrong?
因为他在讲堂上告诉我们，这个创世纪里面，这个亚当根本不是真实的，是一个杜撰的人物。
And on the pulpit, he said that in Genesis, Adam actually is a fictional character, is not a real person. And brother and sister,
知道这些凭着人的智慧所出来的东西是多么可怕的东西。
We can see that something out of our human wisdom is such a terrifying thing.
所以我们需要主特别的怜悯。
And we truly need the Lord's special grace.
我们都知道主回来的日子迫近。
We know that the Lord's return is very near.
如果主还给我们机会，
If the Lord has given us opportunities,
我们还能够准确地按照神的标准在地上走一段路。
And if we can still walk our walk.And for some time, according to God's standards.
你可能将来会有意外的一个惊喜。
And in the future, probably you will have this pleasant surprise.
因为你可以得着神在创世以来所预备的那个荣耀。
Because you will gain the glory God has prepared from the foundation of the world.
所以这次我们来到这里一同读加拉太书。
So this time around, as we come here to study the book of Galatians,
我们特别仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the mercy of the Lord.
但愿主开我们所有的眼睛。
And may the Lord open the eyes of all our hearts.
把我们放在他的启示里面。
To put us into his revelation.
修正我们的路。
To correct our ways.
能够一直跑到路中。
So that we can run to the end.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
父的启示。
And the revelations of the Father.
何等的宝贵。
Is so precious.
当然我们知道父最大的启示就启示他的儿子。
We know that the greatest revelation of the Father is concerning His Son.
神没有意思给我们一套的理论。
God has no plan to give us a set of doctrines.
也没有意思给我们一套什么系统。
Or give us some system.
神所给我们的是他的儿子。
What God has given to us is His Son.
圣经告诉我们他的儿子是一切。
And the Bible tells us that His Son is all.
当然这个题目我们有弟兄们要解释的。
Of course, that topic will be explained by our brother.
这个我不能讲太多。
So I cannot touch, dwell too much. 弟兄们去讲的。On this, I have to
discuss with our brother. 但是呢，在这里啊，我们有一个重要的一个点需要知道的。
But here, there's an important point that we need to know.
圣经讲我们的主耶稣基督是神的道。
And the Bible says that our Lord Jesus Christ is the way of the Lord.
从基督的启示可以明白道。
And from the revelation of Christ, then we can understand the way.
圣经的话就是神的道。
And the word of God is the way.
但是这个道呢，必须经过启示你才能认识基督。
And yet this way, only through revelation can lead us to know Christ.
你如果是用头脑你来想读圣经，你永远看不见基督的。
If you just try to use your mind to read the Bible, you can never see Christ.
所以这是一个重要的过程。
Therefore, this is an important process.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look upon the Lord's mercy.
仰望父亲的怜悯。
We look upon the Father's mercy.
让我们这些日子眼睛得开。
And in these days, our eyes can be opened.
能够看见他的儿子。
We can see his son.
你看保罗一看见。
We can see that when Paul saw
生命产生一个极大的转变
There's a great change in his life.
我永远记得斯百克弟兄他的见证
Forever I remember Brother Sparks' testimony.
他在没有得到启示之前
And before he received a revelation.
他也是一个爱神的人
He was also a person who loved God.
是一个非常追求主的人
He pursued the Lord.
他在在一个聚会里面当牧师
And he was a pastor.
他也有很聪明的头脑
And he was a very intelligent
有丰富的圣经知识
And he had a lot of a biblical knowledge
也有好的口才能发表
He also had a great eloquence
所以他说他那个时候带解经歌
And therefore he said that when he led the Bible study
那个聚会里面听他解经的人越来越多
And there are some people continue to come to hear his explanation
他也认真的去看望
And he also diligently paid visitation
照顾弟兄姊妹
And he cared for brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们好好的有聚会
And he led brothers and sisters in a gathering
表面上看起来是一个很成功的牧师
Outwardly speaking he was a very successful pastor And he was very good
但是呢他告诉我们
And yet he told us
那个时候他的眼睛就是瞎的
And he was blind
只等到有一天
It was not until one day
神的光照在他的灵里面
The God's life was shining in him
他的眼睛得开的时候
When his eyes were open
他后来怎么说呢
And what did he say later
他说我回头再看我过去的服事
He said when I turn around to see my service in the past
如同儿戏
And they are just like a child play
哎呀弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
这是一个开过眼睛的人呢就知道这个完全不一样
and this is someone whose eyes has been opened could tell the difference
我们要记得
and we have
今天呢我们总把我们的弟兄当作这个属灵伟人呢
and the Lord has put this our brother as a spiritual giant
我们总觉得我们赶不上他呢
when oftentimes
像我们怎么可能得到这个启示呢
oftentimes we feel like we cannot match
但是我们要记得
but we need to remember
神是我们每一个人的父亲
and God is the father of all
他愿意把这个启示给我们
it is his pleasure to give us this revelation
所以我1965年的时候
so in 1965
那么我读到斯百克弟兄的书
when I read the books of
Brother
Sparks
哇那个时候我觉得这个是天书啊
and at that time I feel like these are books around heaven
这个完全看不懂啊
I couldn't understand them at all
哇我虽然花了很多功夫我还是看不懂
even I spent a lot of time I couldn't understand at all
哎呦我说圣经中还有这么深奥的东西啊
I feel like wow there's such a deep things
完全不能明白
concerning the Bible I couldn't understand it at all
就在那一年
in the same year
主的怜悯临到我
the mercy of the Lord came to me
主的手呢圣灵呢在眼睛上那么点两下子
And the Spirit touched my eyes.
哇，这个灵里的眼睛得开了。
And my spiritual eyes were open.
不要误解啊。
And please, do not misunderstand.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，这个启示有深有浅的。
And the revelation, there's a difference in terms of degrees.
啊，这保罗一开启，哇，这不得了，写以弗所书。
And when Paul's eyes were open, it was such a great matter, and he wrote the book of Ephesians.
当然了，我的眼睛一开，我还写不出以弗所书。
And when my eyes were open, I was not capable of writing the book of Ephesians.
哎，但是至少我现在懂得以弗所书了。
But at least I could understand Ephesians.
这确实。当你灵里的眼睛一开的时候，你觉得圣经的话你能明白了。
That is to say that when your spiritual eyes are open, then you can understand the word.
所以这个启示是真的。
Therefore, this revelation is true.
是任何一个人都可以得着的。
And that can be gained by everyone.
弟兄姊妹，请你记得。
So brothers and sisters, please remember.
站在你们面前的这个弟兄实在算不得什么的。
The brother who is standing before you is nothing.
如果他都能看见。
If he can see it.
你每个人都应当能看见。
Then every one of you can see it.
这是神的恩典。
This is a God's grace.
神是你的父亲吗
？And is a God your father?
神是我的父亲。
God is my father.
神是你的父亲吗
？Is God your father?
是吗？
Is that true?
是
，Is he?
那么你就应当看见。
If it is, then you shall see.
所以你以后呢，你不要用头脑读圣经。
So from this time on, then don't read the Bible with your mind.
你需要回到灵里。
You need to return to your spirit.
让圣灵来引导你。
Let the spirit to lead you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神的工作今天是建造在启示的根基上。
And God's work is built upon revelations.
没有启示。
Without revelations.
不可能有真正属灵的看见。
Then we cannot have this true spiritual seeing.
没有启示。
Without revelations.
我们只有在错误的里面往前奔跑。
We will continue to run in mistakes.
没有启示。
Without revelations.
你看不见神原初的心意。
You cannot see God's original purpose.
那么我们只能 被很多错误的教训道理 引着走。
Then we will be led by many wrong doctrines and teachings.
所以我们何等需要主的恩典。
Therefore, how much do we need the grace of the Lord?
所以保罗在加拉太书里面告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul says in Galatians,
只有从这个启示里面
only through the revelations,
你看见什么是真正纯正的福音。
Can you see what is the sound gospel?
因为犹太人他们看不见这一个。
Because the Jews couldn't see it.
他们直到今天眼睛上还蒙着帕子呢。
Even till today, even by then, their eyes were still veiled.
在哥林多后书第三章里面。
And in 2 Corinthians,
保罗为着犹太人心里面痛苦啊。
And Paul was a grief for the Jews.
因为什么呢？他们这个眼上蒙着帕子。
And because their face was veiled.
那这个帕子是什么东西
？So what was that veil?
这个帕子是摩西。
And that veil was actually Moses.
很特别吧
？And that is a very special.
摩西是神的大仆人。
And Moses actually was a great servant of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters.
今天呢，我们很看见很多人脸上可能也蒙着帕子。
And we can see many people who have a veil in front of them.
你的帕子是谁啊
？What is your veil? Who is your veil?
也许呢，我们说。我们不敢讲摩西做帕子，这个太尊贵了，对吧
？And probably we dare not to say Moses is my veil.
也许是什么，或者是斯派克了，或者是什么什么有名的人呢？哎，弟兄姊妹们，把你眼睛蒙住了。
And probably is a brother Sparks or someone who is some famous person who has become a veil to you.
我们常常都讲，哎呀，这个有名的人，那个什么人，弟兄姊妹们。你都是别人的看见，你没自己没看见，对不对
？And a lot of times we will repeat what have been said by this famous person or that famous person, but they all are seeing, they're not yours. Please,
这些人是神的仆人。
These are the servants of God.
他们是帮助我们的。
They are helping us.
最好的神的仆人总是把人带到基督那里去的。
The greatest servants of God will bring people to Christ.
他们从来没有一个意思把人带到他们的跟前。
They never have this intent to bring people to Christ.
但是犹太人很愚昧啊。
And yet the Jews were very foolish.
他们说呢，摩西那个启示是不得了的启示。
They said that the revelation of Moses was so great.
你看摩西进到会幕里面出来的时候，脸上都放光啊。
And when Moses entered into the tabernacle, when he came out, there's a light shining from his face.
如果今天我们有一个人真的亲近主之后起来脸上放光啊。我们的佩服都不得了，对不对
？If we truly have a person who are drawn near to the Lord, and when he come back out, there's a light shining on his face.
你知道我年轻时候碰见一个弟兄，他比我大一点呢。
And when I was young, there's a brother just a little bit older than I was.
他就有这么愚昧的。
And he was in such a.
他说我啊，只要亲近主几分钟啊，看我脸色就放光。
He said to me, as long as I draw myself to the Lord for a few minutes, then you can see light on my face.
有一次他真的他弄一弄他就跑着他说你看我脸上放光了吗
One time he truly did that. He went, drawing near to the Lord and he returned to me and said, do you see light on my face?
我说我没看见。
I said, no.
我看不见什么光。
I see no light.
他居然把自己当作摩西了，你看是不是
？He consider himself as Moses.
你知道吗？今天在神的百姓中，这种愚昧的笑话很多啊。
And so, brothers and sisters, we can see these many ridiculous jokes among the children of God.
弟兄姊妹们，启示是父的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the work of revelation is God.
让我们更多认识他的儿子。
So that we may know more about His Son.
只有你更多认识他。
The more you know His Son,
你才知道什么是神的丰富。
Then you will know what is God's abundance.
我永远感谢我的神。
I forever thank my God.
因为他的怜悯。
Because of His mercies.
那么点活我们里面的眼睛。
He has quickened and enlightened our eyes.
所以你能够读主的话，不断地从里面得着属灵的供应。
Therefore, we can read the Word of God and we can continue to be supplied.
并且是无穷无尽的一个供应。
And that is inexhaustible.
感谢神。
And
保罗不仅得着了启示
，Not only did Paul receive the revelation，
能够把神荣耀的心意向神的百姓们能够把它启示出来
，And to express God's glorious purpose to the people of God。
保罗说呢，我的行动也在启示的里面。
And Paul said that my walk also in the revelation。
他是受 他所得着的启示的这个指引。
And he was governed by the revelation he received.
说他14年之后他到了耶路撒冷。
He said 14 years later he went up to Jerusalem.
他去耶路撒冷做什么呢？
What did he do in Jerusalem?
他是为了寻求印证。
And he was to find a confirmation.
所以你看这个保罗还是蛮谦卑的。
And therefore we can see that Paul was very humble.He was never prideful.
去见那些比他先做使徒的。
And he went to meet those who were apostles before him.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，主把我们摆在基督的身体的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, today God has put us in the body of Christ.
即使我们从神得到了启示
，Even we have received a revelation from God,
我们也需要印证。
We need to have a confirmation.
哎，不然你也不知道你那个启示对啊不对，对不对
？And otherwise, you don't know whether you have received a revelation right or wrong.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
It is His pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
今天。神的儿女们在这个末后的时代
Today for children of God in the end times
在地上的教会一片混乱的情况当中
And for the church on earth are in chaos
特别人文主义人的这个思想啊，越来越猖狂的时候
And when the humanism continue to prevail
求主救我们
May the Lord save us
脱离这些从人为因素所产生的错误
And from all the mistakes by human doing
开我们里面的眼睛
To open our eyes
让我们能在主的心意中跟随他往前
So that we can truly follow him in his will
所以一方面我们要相信父乐意启示我们
So on the one hand we need to believe that it is a God's pleasure to reveal his son in us
我们也求主让我们不跟从人的智慧
And we also ask the Lord so that we will not follow human wisdom
我们需要祷告
We need to pray
我们需要回到父的跟前
We need to turn back to the Father
当父在我们里面能开我们的眼睛的时候
When our Father opened the eyes in us
我们就能真正明白父心中的那个原先的旨意
Then we can truly come to understand and know the original purpose and plan of the Father.
我们就不会受那另外一个福音的影响
Then we will not be influenced by a different gospel.
让我们活在那个纯正的福音里
So that we can truly live in the sound gospel.
也真正的传扬这个纯正的福音
Then we can truly preach the sound gospel.
我再说
Once again, I
will 我们的神是有标准的
Our God has a standard.
这个标准考验我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
And these standards will test all our brothers and sisters.
到底我们能不能准确地跟随主。
Whether we can truly follow him accurately.
所以愿这次聚会主向我们施怜悯。
May the Lord give us mercies in these meetings.
借着加拉太书这一卷书。
Through the book of Galatians.
对我们所有的弟兄姊妹说话。
He will speak to all of us.
我们要更多祷告。
We need to pray more.
求父借着智慧和启示的灵光照我们所有的人。
And pray that the Father will shine light upon us through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把这次的聚会摆在他丰富的荣光的里面。
So that we can lift up the conference into His glorious light.
照亮我们前面的路。
To shine light upon the path in front of us.
在短暂的年日中能跑到路中。
So that in our short lifespan, we can truly run to the end.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads, have another word of prayer.
阿爸，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
阿爸 our Father, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
你借着你儿子耶稣基督的救恩把我们带回家。
And through your son's salvation, you have brought us back home.
我们从前是瞎眼的。
And we were blind.
我们不认识你的旨意。
We didn't know your will.
感谢你。
We thank you.
这个救恩使我们的灵活过来了。
Through these salvations, our spirit has been quickened.
但是我们需要你用智慧和启示的灵照亮我们的心眼。
And yet we need to be enlightened by the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
让我们真正的有看见。
So that we can truly have a seeing.
父啊，我们感谢你。
Father, we want to thank you.
因为你乐意启示你的儿子。
Because it is your pleasure to reveal your son.
所以这一次，我们愿意你把整个聚会放在你的面光当中。
So this time around, we would like to live out the entire conference into the light of your countenance.
经过这些聚会。
And through this conference,
每个弟兄姊妹里面都有明亮的看见。
Every brother and sisters will have this great seeing in them.
但愿在今天这个充满虚谎、充满错误的世界里面。
And even today, in the world full of falsehood and also mistakes,
我们能因你的光走正路。
And through your light, we can walk on the right path.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look upon your own mercy.
我们也相信你是怜悯我们的。
We also believe that you are merciful toward us.
所以我们在你的脚前一同俯伏敬拜。
Therefore, at your feet, we bowed.
父啊,
Father.
对每一个你的儿女施恩典。
And be merciful to every child of yours.
我们把感谢归给你。
We give you thanks.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.